tomorrow, Nettie Black of Lake City will bring us a Mexican hat band. The Mexican hat band, Nettie Black of Lake City.
Take your partner to a circle, we'll do a little dance called Pecan Mountain Stomp. This is an adopted dance after the old Buffalo Glide. I think you'll like it. Teton Mountain Stomp. Face your partner. Take your partner to the side and let's have a sit down and form a circle here. We have another group of dancers we haven't had danced here yet. Some of our younger Mormons dance also. I'm going to ask them to come on the stage.
They just sent me word that I have been challenging people, and now they wanted to challenge the older Mormon group. And so here they are.
All join hands in a circle. The first dance we'll do is called Pop Goes the Weasel. I think this is a favorite of all Americans. Your partners and let's do the heel and toe polka. Thank you.
The whole world today is looking for some medium of understanding, some common ground upon which we all might stand. Many of us believe that interchange of folk dances and folk songs and legends and traditions that are deeply rooted are one of the ways to find better understanding. We're going to close our program now with a dancing of the friendship dance led by our friend Fred Beaver, Creek of Oklahoma. Well, until I got back to Florida this time, I was boasting always that I had sand in my shoes. But after this, I think I'll have more Florida sun in my body than any of the Florida sun-kissed oranges that I've ever seen. Because we have had seasons here as we have been going on. I asked the other night what the White Springs Chamber of Commerce wanted us to say about the Florida weather. In the daytime, we're burning up, and at night, we're freezing to death. But it doesn't matter. Those of us who have been a part of the second All Florida Folk Festival inherited a love for each other and a love for the songs, the music, and dances of Florida from last year when we all at once discovered the very heartthrob of Florida through the songs, music, and dances that have been handed down from generation to generation. This is the sixth or seventh time we've come together here. Yesterday we had about 500 participants beginning at 11 o'clock. We just begin at any old time. It doesn't make any difference when. And we keep on dancing just until the last one is almost ready to drop. But at any rate, as I said yesterday, and I shall continue to say, how deeply grateful those of us who belong to Florida and those of us who live in other states far away from Florida are to the Stephen Foster Memorial for making it possible for us to have the folk festivals here in Florida. I don't know what most of you think about folklore or folk festivals. It depends on what your experience has been. You may think of a folk song as some outmoded song, something that's passé. You may think of a folk dance as something that's sissy. But that's not true. J. Frank Dovey said, the folklore of a land constitutes the unobliterated tracks of the people who have crossed and dwelt on that land. If Florida had no recorded history, the songs, music, and dances still lingering or flourishing in different sections of Florida could tell that story. We're going to begin right now and give you one little cross-section glimpse of the history of Florida as told through the folk songs, music, and dances. We are beginning with the first Americans and the first Floridians, the American Indians. This time it happens to be the Seminole tribe. They got their name rather late, but when the first Spaniards landed over here on the Atlantic coastline, the Indians were already here doing their ceremonials. We have a very interesting situation here this week. The Seminoles from the Everglades, led by Billy Osceola, who's a descendant of the great warrior who once lived right around here near White Sulphur Springs. Billy has come back to bring his family, and we have Fred Beaver, whose ancestors went over the Trail of Tears, which Billy Osceola and the Seminoles refused to go over. Fred has returned, and we have united the two tribes, or they have united themselves here. We'd like for both tribes to come front, and we know you want to give them a warm hand of greeting, the Seminoles and the Creeks.
Sarah, will you excuse me while I justify the unpardonable?
Yeah.
I want to say to you, friends, that in order that you might have something of a permanent and lasting remembrance of the Florida Folk Festival, something that gives you the real glimpse of the first All-Florida Folk Festival held here at White Springs last year, that you take advantage of this little brochure by taking one of these little brochures that is available here over to my right and one at a table to my left. Inside will give you the pictures and the story of the first All-Florida Folk Festival, something that I know you will cherish and would like to have. And I'd like to call that to your attention and ask that you do get one of them, because I know that you would be very appreciative to have it. Thank you very much.
And now that gave me a little scare, because the other night when I was introducing this group, I had started out to telling about the part the Seminoles had played with the South, and then the part the Seminoles had played with the Union. But evidently I got started hand part before and got to telling about the Seminoles and the Northern Army in the old days. So I thought maybe Mac was about to get me about that. Now I'd like to introduce somebody, Professor Arthur Morris, who is largely responsible for many of the things that have been done here in Florida along folklore lines. He's the author of Florida Folk Songs. And Arthur knows more about the Seminoles than I, and I'll ask him to come and talk to Billy Osceola as Billy introduces his family.
Thank you, Sarah. This is Billy. He was here with us last year. Many of you remember him. This is the first time I can think of where the white man and the red man have got together, exchanging their songs and their tales and their legends together. I think if the Folk Festival has done no more than that, it has certainly made us aware of our friends that we didn't know were here right in our own state. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce, or I believe he's already been introduced, Billy Osceola, and he's going to introduce his family so that we might know them better. Billy.
I'm glad to be with you this afternoon again. And first, I want to introduce my family. And also, I brought other my brother and Billy Bolex along with me. But first, I'm going to introduce my wife, Sally Osceola.
Give my hand.
And my boy is Jesse Osceola. And Fred Osceola. The first man I will introduce by this time, it was my brother, Harjo Osceola. And the second man, who is great man among his people, and he was descended of the chief great warrior, Billy Bolex, several hundred years ago. And he was 91 years old age. And while I received a message from this program, and I came to his home, and he was out on the field planting some corn and pumpkins. So the 91 years old man, Billy Bolex, he was with us this afternoon. And all his life, he had great experience, dance and ceremony dance and songs and the green corn dance, and also many other different dances during the green corn dance. So he's the one that's going to lead our sing, song, and also dances. So glad to be with you all this evening.
All of us who have read our history books, I'm quite certain, remember Billy Bolex. He's one of the great historical figures in this state. I think we ought to get, really do justice by him. Let's give him a real hand. We have also with us this afternoon, she isn't here on the stage with us, but she's in the audience, Dr. Frances Dinsmore, who since 1907 has been collecting Indian folk songs. Dr. Dinsmore is in Florida, has been for the past 2 months. She's working with the Seminoles. She's been down there. Back in 1934, she collected songs, some 200 odd songs from the Indians in our state. Among them were songs from Billy Bowleg. And this morning when we were having our conference, Billy Bowleg sang one of those songs for us. I'm wondering whether, Billy, you would mind singing one of those songs for us here on this occasion. I think the audience out here would like to hear it. Could you ask him to sing for us?
Yeah, one of those first songs, and it's going to be, it's Alligator Dance and Song.
Hang on, I will leave it in place for you.
Yali hai ye, 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 yali hai ye. Yali hai ye, yali hai ye, yali hai ye, ye, ye.
This alligator dance, they doing the dancing at night time. They build a fire and dance around that fireplace. But he's just singing in the song and that alligator dance. And so he also going to sing another song, which we call the catfish dance. Well, he was confusing on the other dances, so he's going to sing the buffalo dance.
With the drum.
I wonder if you might tell us something about these musical instruments that Billy Bowleg has been using, Billy, would you tell us about them?
Well, this rattle in my hand was made out of pure shell from gopher shell. I guess you saw these many on the highway, sometimes crossing on the road. So the Indian, they haul it out and they use it rattles. You see how that rattles is? And especially the women folks, they find these shell, gopher shell, and take that meat out and let it dry. And then they drill the holes, make rattle sound better. So the each woman, they had about 15, 20 shell of these sizes. And they drilled the holes and with the buckskin and tightened together with the buckskin. And the women folks, they danced with this rattle. And while the leader were dancing, the women folks, they danced with on their legs like this. When they do this, they make rattles. So every woman in the green continent, whether the buffalo dance and also the alligator dance, and the women folks, they had this kind of rattles on their legs, and they danced with rattles. And also, there's a drum, but this is more like a souvenir, but the real Indian drum was made out, this is a calf skin, but it's made by Brother Henry Cypress. During the green corn dance, they cut that wood and haul it out and cover it with a buckskin and wetten it a little, make drum. So when they use drum and the buffalo dance, it was real sounds good. So that's what we're using now.
Thank you very much, Billy. Last night, Billy Bowlegs gave some animal calls. One of them was the alligator call. And I'm told that instead of an alligator coming up out here to answer the call, there was a snake, a big snake that came up out here. I'm wondering whether he wouldn't mind repeating that call, and we'll just keep our eyes open and see what happens. Let's try an alligator call, would you please? Now, if you give us a turkey call.
In Oklahoma this summer, at the American Indian Exposition in Anadarko, I discovered Fred Beaver, the Creek, whose ancestors, as we mentioned, went over the Trail of Tears. Down there, we have the green pine dance tree, and now Fred's going to sing a cycle of the songs of the green pine dance as it's been carried on in Oklahoma.
back home in Oklahoma, where I come from, we have the same sort of dances as the Billy just now explained to you, only a little more modern, I might say. But the Seminoles still have their old original songs, and then our songs more or less have been buried since been handed down through the ages. So there's two songs, social songs, I would like to sing for you. Most of these songs are sing during just a gathering, or during the green corn fasting, when they're just sitting around doing nothing, they start singing these songs. Way oh oh 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 wajina 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 waho way oh oh.
Next group of songs is more of a stomp dance. I don't know whether I can echo myself, but I'm going to try to do it. This is the beginning of it, and just to give you a glimpse of the song and an echo. Yo ho 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 ho.
And dances that we've seen as the groups have moved across the stage in the last few days were brought here from many lands across the sea. Some were made here in this country. Some of the songs and dances have been old and some have been new. We're now going to have a rope skipping game from the Jasper J.R.E. Lee School. Some of the familiar games, rhymes that you'll remember always. Some were made in other lands and some created here. The Jasper School and rope skipping.
Teddy bear, teddy bear, turn all around. Teddy bear, touch the ground. Teddy bear, show your shoes. Teddy bear, be excused.
Okay, go back.
Teddy bear, go upstairs. Teddy bear, say your prayers. Teddy bear, pull off the lights. Teddy bear, say good night.
Okay.
I asked my mother for 15 cents to see the wild elephant jump the fence. He jumped so high, he touched the sky. He never come back until the 4th of July. Let's go home. Alice, be nimble. Alice, be quick. Alice. Alice, be nimble. Alice, be quick. Alice, jump over the candlestick. Jump and jump and jump so high. You better jump out, else Margaret will cry. Okay, Alice, go on along for your hot peas now. Down in the meadows where the green grass grows, there sat Alice as sweet as a rose. She sang and she sang and she sang so sweet. Along came her boyfriend and kissed her on the cheek. How many kisses did she get?
Just about the time our country was born, there was a great period of singing in England. The songs were of the narrative type. They told a story. Our early ancestors brought many of these songs along, and some have grown up here. Ruth Neal of the University of Florida will sing some of the familiar and favorite songs.
Going to sing American folk songs with a Spanish guitar. And a Spanish guitar lends itself pretty well to folk music because it's a real soft instrument. I think I'll start out with one of the most famous, I suppose, of all the Southern Mountain folk songs. I see so many children here that I'm wondering if they would like to help me sing it. It's the famous story of the mouse and the frog, of which there are very many versions. I only am going to sing one of them. It's called Frog Went A-Courting. Oh, we have some people that already know it. What I'm going to ask you to do then, my little girl.
I'm going to play with the titles in Hungarian. Csak egy kislány van a világon. And English is that
the only girl.
Thank you. study, that's for the child. A little advanced time. Now the third one is about a young couple who was very much in love, but they couldn't get married because their parents was against it. So they said goodbye to each other, crying, of course.
Of Lake City brings us tunes on the xylophone. The first, I believe, is the Bells of St. Mary's.